The Sefer names through Parsha Freemshir for Parshios Tazria Mitzora. We'll be looking at the Sefer Kaf HaKohen by Rav Avram HaKohen Yitzchaki, who lived from 1789 to 1865. The Pasuk in Parshios Mitzora and Perek Yedalid Pasuk Tezvav, discussing the final stages of the karban that a Mitzora brings before he becomes Tahor, says, V'lakach HaKohen Milog HaShemen V'yatzak Al Kaf HaKohen Asmalis. The Kohen takes from the log of oil, he pours it on the Kohen's left palm. So who was Rav Avram Yitzchak HaKohen Yitzchaki? He was the Av Beis Din and one of the main rabbis of all the rabbis in Tunisia. He was located in the city of Tunis, which is the capital of Tunisia. He might have been the most well-known rabbi ever to emerge from Tunisia. And he is most known for his sefer that he wrote on the entire Shas, entitled Mishmeres Kahuna. He was a disciple of Rav Yehuda Bassis, one of the great scholars of Tunisia. His three-volume Sefer Mishmeres Kahuna was published in 1862. He authored many other sorim as well. And he died in 1865 in Tunisia. His mother was the daughter of Rav Moshe Charif, the author of the Sefer Be'er Moshe Meseches Nazir. In the Hakdama to the Sefer Ginzei Shalom of Rav Shalom Shimoni, Rav Yitzchak Chai Buchuzva testified that Rav Yitzchaki learned the entire Shas three times bi'iyun. Pretty impressive. He married a woman named Esther, who was the daughter of Rav David Cohen, who was a prominent Talmud Chacham and a wealthy individual at the time. Esther didn't have any children from him, and so he married another wife, Gizela. He became a dayan in the Beis Din of Rav Shua Bassis in 1830. In 1859, after Rav Bassis passed away, they appointed Rav Nosson Bergel to be the head, and they made Rav Yitzchaki the dayan. And yet, Rav Bergel in his Haskama to the Sefer Mishmeres Kahuna refers to Rav Yitzchaki as the Ravid Mikodesh, the Av Beis Din, even though he wasn't. That's how people viewed him. His Talmidim include Rav Moshe Barbi, Rav Shlomo Dunu, who wrote the Sefer Shalmei Toda, Rav Chaim David Gaji, who wrote the Sefer Chayim Liyisrael, Rav David Vazan, who wrote the Sefer Magin David, and Rav Nisim HaKohen, who wrote the Pirush Maisanisim on the Rambam. Now, Rav Yitzchaki wrote many, many Svarim, including the Mishmeres Kahuna, which is, like we mentioned before, one of the very few Svarim ever written on really the entire Shas, including all Masechtos, Mishnayos and Taharos, Masechtos Ketanos, etc. Extremely comprehensive, and it's the most well-known of Rav Yitzchaki's Svarim, the Mishmeres Kahuna on Shas. He also wrote a Sefer called Shulchan Shel Avraham, which was his Sefer on Shulchan Aruch. He wrote a Shas and Shuvos Mitzvos Kahuna, which is printed in the back of the Sefer Shulchan Shel Avraham. He wrote the Sefer Enei HaKohen, which is on Hilchos Trefos. The Sefer Kaf HaKohen, which is the Sefer we'll be discussing, which is his Chidushim on all of Tanakh. He wrote the Sefer Chaste Kahuna, which was a collection of 24 eulogies he gave for various individuals, which is also printed in the back of the Sefer Kaf HaKohen. And he wrote a Sefer called Keter Kahuna Al Pi Kabbalah. So we'll quote six minor, small teachings of Rav Yitzchaki from the Sefer Kaf HaKohen on various inyanim. So first, because when Parshios Tazir Metzora, we'll quote several imudim that Rav Yitzchaki has on the Parsha. So the first one is that the Pasuk says, V'hizgiru shivas yamim, that if the Kohen declares that a person has tzaras, so he puts the person in quarantine for 7 days. So Rav Yitzchaki wonders, why 7 days? Why not 6 days? Why not 8 days? So he explains that the reason why it's specifically seven is so that the quarantine will always include a Shabbos, as through Shmir Shabbos, the sin will be nimcha, will be forgiven. Fascinating that apparently the ability to keep a Shabbos during the quarantine will elicit a certain tshuva that can atone for the sin of Lashon Hara or any other sin that brought about the tzaras. And Rav Yitzchaki says a remez to this is the fact that the Zohar writes that Shinui Hashem, changing one's name, is mechaper avon, can atone for sins. It gets very into the concept that the Gemara has in several places, that Shinui Mazel, when a person changes and tries to become better, so the old person is no longer who he is, he now takes on a new identity, and this new identity has a fresh slate, has a clean slate. Changing a name can atone for sin. It's one of the reasons why when a person, lo aleinu, is very sick, we could add a name, because perhaps there was a certain sin that was attributed to the previous name, but by adding a new name, that changes the name completely, and now this new person with this new name doesn't have a sin. So says Rav Yitzchaki, so too Shabbos, if you think about it, has a Shina Hashem, that we refer to the 6 days of the week in one group. That's the Shesh Yimei Bereishis. That's the 6 days of creation. That's the week, that's the Yimei HaChol. And then Shabbos has a different name than the rest of the days of the week. It's called something else. It's called Shabbos. And because it has a Shina Hashem, it has the power to be Mechaper Avonos. And that could be why the quarantine lasts for 7 days, because it has to include a Shabbos, so that Shmir Shabbos can help atone for the sin that brought about the Tzaras. A second Limud. The Pasuk says, V'amok in Mareu Minaor, that if it's deep and it can't be seen from the skin, so Al Pidrush, Rav Yitzchaki notes, this could be alluding to someone who learns Torah ba'amkus, in depth, bi'iyun. And as we know, the Gemara says, someone who learns Torah in this way, it weakens him. It's mateshes kocho shel adam. The learning Torah in depth can weaken a person, it makes him look different. And the Pasuk says, Rav Yitzchaki is alluding to this fact, meaning, through the omek, the amuk, of learning Torah, in mareyu, he won't look the same. Nishtana gufu mareyu, he'll look different, he'll look more worn out. The Torah has the power to transform us, and the more it taps into our neshama, the less our guf benefits. When mela our guf begins to wither, it has the effect of weakening our guf. That's the power of learning Torah bi'iyun. Another limud. The pasuk says, v'hiskalach, that after Mitzora becomes pure, he has to shave. So Chazal tell us that the letter Gimel of the word V'hiskalach is the middle word of the Torah. V'hiskalach, that's the middle word. If you count up all the words in the Torah, V'hiskalach is the middle word. That Gimel is the middle letter of the middle word. And the middle pasuk in the Torah is Darosh Darash Moshe, the Dalet of Darash. That's the middle pasuk. Says Yitzchaki, middle, being the middle of something means being the ikker, being the shoresh, being the nekuda we focus on. And the middle of the middle word in the Torah is a gimel, and the middle of the middle pasuk in the Torah is a dalet. So you have gimel and dalet. What does that stand for? Gemul dalim. Doing chesed for those who are less fortunate. And why is this so? Why does the middle letter of the middle word and the middle word of the middle pasuk, why is it gimel dalim, to allude to the fact that the ikur of the Torah is to migamel dalim? It's to help those that are less fortunate. And that's why that's alluded to in the fact that the middle word, middle letter, have the gimel and have the dalet, gimel dalim. Another limud, and this one is on several pages he has on commentaries in Tanakh, specifically over here, Mishlei. The pasuk in Mishlei says, "Ki lekach tov nasati lachem torasi al tazovu." I've given you a great gift, don't leave it. So Yitzchaki says that the mashal really is that we know when a chashuv person gives you a gift, you have to honor that person by accepting the gift. You can't reject the gift. That would be a bizayon to the person, even if you don't want it. So to hear, the pasuk's telling me, Ki lekach tov nasati lachem. Hashem says, I'm a chashuv person, I'm chashuv, and I've given you a great gift. Nasati lachem, I gave it to you. So terasi al tazovu, you can't not accept it. It's not bekavadik not to accept it. It would be a bizayon not to accept it. You have to accept it. Vayter, the pasuk in Shir HaShirim says, Ani yeshena v'li bi'er, which literally means that I'm sleeping but my heart's awake. So what does that mean? So Rav Yitzchaki says, the Gemara at the end of Makos says that Habakkuk came and boiled down the entire Torah to one pasuk. What's that pasuk? Tzadik be'emunaso yichya. A tzadik lives by his emuna. The Marsha over there explains that each mitzvah is miyuchas, relates to one part of the body. So the mitzvah of emuna, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, that's tied to the heart. It's the same way the ikar chiyas of a person, the way a person lives, is from the heart. That's really where his life source is. So too, emuna is what keeps a person going. And says Rav Yitzchaki, that's what the pasuk means when it says, Ani yeshena v'li bi'er. You could have a person who's yeshena, he's sleeping for mitzvahs, he doesn't perform any mitzvahs. Nevertheless, v'li bi'er. But he still has emuna. A person is never sleeping from his lev, from his emuna. That's the one fundamental mitzvah that we can never be taken from us. This can never wander from us. It's always miyusad, it's always founded deep within us, and that's something that we have with us at all times. And finally, the last limud from Koheles, the pasuk says that the tov l'aleches al beis avel milaches al beis hamishta, that it's better to go to a shiva house than to go to a wedding of bar mitzvah. So what's pshat? So the Yitzchaki said that we know the Gemara says, in Paga Menuvel Zeh, Mashchel Beis HaMedrash, if a person encounters the Yitzhara, that Menuvel, that disgusting creature, so drag him to the Beis Medrash. Why? So Rabbi Yitzchaki explains that the Yitzhara appears to a person as an old man, crippled man, and the Yitzhar Tov is a young boy. So the Yitzhara convinces a person, says, you have to honor me, I'm older. And he ends up bringing a person to the Beis HaMishteh, to a party house, where there are generally no Talmid Chachamim, and in that place, everyone's being mechabi, the Yitzhara, the old man, even though the old man is foolish. So what's the Yitzhah? The Yitzhah is that if you encounter the Yitzhara, Mashchel Beis HaMedrash, go to the Beis Medrash. The Beis Medrash, they're Chachamim there. They understand that we honor Talmid Chachamim. Just because someone's old, if they're foolish, we don't honor them. And that's why the Pasuk is saying that it's better to go to a Beis Oval than a Beis HaMishteh. As generally speaking, there are more Chachamim at a Beis Oval than a Beis HaMishteh. And in the Beis HaMishteh, they might not be honoring the same people that you would want to be honoring. They'll be instead giving Kavod to Yitzhara. So if you have a choice to go anywhere, go to a place where there will be more Talmid Chachamim there. That way, they'll be honoring the Yitzhar Tov. They'll be honoring Talmid Chachamim. And that will be more in line with what a person really wants to do. So that's a little bit about Rav Avram HaKohen Yitzchaki and his Sefer on Tanakh Kaf HaKohen.